Hey guys, it is Crystal Curry, your trauma-focused licensed mental health therapist. Welcome back to the Achilles Heel podcast. So today, I just want to talk about the mental health status of just the world. There's just been so much loss overall. Loss with friends, family, people that we know on social media. It really feels like death is surrounding us. It feels like loss is inevitable, right? And I'm not a motivational speaker. I say that all the time. I am not a preacher. I am not a teacher. I'm a person who's just really, really good at healing. But the interesting thing about being a therapist is you really get insight to what's really going on in the world, right? Because the media gives you a portrayal about what's happening. And you hear kind of murmurs on social media about what's happening. But when you talk to people and they're very candid and they're very vulnerable with you, you get a very honest, unfiltered view of life and what's happening. And I want to share with you what's happening and what you can do to protect yourself and the people you love. So the first thing I want to mention is that life is hard, right? And it feels like life is getting increasingly hard, right? And everywhere you turn, there is something to be concerned about. We are living in a day of age where everything that happens is at our fingertips and can be consumed with our eyes and our ears at a moment's notice. And we are subjecting ourselves to trauma every day. There are things that happen in the world that were never designed for you to know about. I'm going to say that again. There are things happening in this world that you were never designed to know about. Despite beliefs, access to information requires a high level of emotional maturity. And if you are not emotionally mature enough to deal with the information that you're receiving, every piece of information you receive will be important. We were never designed to know everything that's happening in every moment because as human beings, we don't have the capacity to handle it all. And we are currently, especially since COVID and the pandemic, where we've been stuck in our homes, on our phones, in front of the TV, typing on the computer, this constant receiving of information has caused us to constantly flow over our capacity. And you're receiving information you never were designed to have. And as a result, you don't know what to do with it. And you are in overload. And you are taking on the symptoms, you are taking on the experiences of people, places and things you were never supposed to have access to. Right? Let's break it down. I am a therapist, right? I am not equipped to see or to deal with the things that a doctor in an emergency room deals with and sees every day. Can't deal with it. Can't see it. I'm not built that way, right? For that reason, it is no need for me to know, to see, or to experience what happens in an emergency room. If I did, I would feel like I was losing my mind. I would not be able to cope with what I saw, with what I heard, because I don't have the capacity to deal with it. But social media, your phones, TV, it gives you a front row seat to experiences that you don't have the capacity to cope with, and you're struggling. This is how you deal with it. Guard what you see, guard what you hear. Because your brain, right, is a machine. It literally puts out what you put in it, right? And how do we get information into our brain? Through our ears and through our eyes, through our nose, our touch, our, you know, all of our senses, but majorly the eyes and the ears. What are you listening to? What are you watching? And I will tell you verbatim the symptoms you are experiencing. Because some of the things you have given yourself access to, you were never designed to experience. And that is why you are having difficulty coping with it all. I know it's so easy to just read, to see stuff come on your timeline that you don't even know how it got there. But you are exposing yourself to trauma unknowingly. And what happens with vicarious trauma? With vicarious trauma, you begin to experience the signs and the symptoms of a situation as though you were there. Do you know who else deals with vicarious trauma? Therapists, right? And people who work in the hospitals, people who work on the ambulance, people who are in war. Because of the things that they see and they experience constantly, they begin to develop the signs and symptoms as though they experienced it firsthand. You, my friend, are experiencing the symptoms of vicarious trauma because of what you have exposed yourself to. So what do we do? I'm so glad you asked. You monitor what you listen to and what you see. You may say, I need to get off of social media, right? But my business, Crystal, my business. Okay, let's go there because we're healing, right? You're not a content creator. You create content for your business. You don't need to be on social media. You can buy a platform that posts for you, and that way you get what you need done. Let's be honest, okay? You're not on social media, you're not on YouTube always gathering data and getting content ideas. You're scrolling. You're reading the stories of people who have had traumatic situations. You're hearing about somebody's relationship. You're seeing about someone who just passed away or someone who just died by suicide. That's what you're reading. You're reading about the tension across the border. You're reading about the tension across the waters. That is what you're reading. So let's be honest. You don't need it, right? You're consuming things that you don't have the capacity nor the coping skills to deal with. And you're having the signs and symptoms of an experience as though you dealt with it firsthand. That is vicarious trauma. If you want to feel better, return your sense of hope and faith. Shut off the computer. Shut off social media. Listen to your podcast, that's fine. Read a book, that's fine. But you have to stop being so negligent with what you allow yourself to consume. Your mental health is important, but it only improves as what you watch and what you listen to improves. I can tell all the time when my clients come, when we're talking and maybe, you know, they're just having a really tough moment and I'm listening to them and I can hear them talking and they're talking differently. And I'll say, what have you been listening to and watching? Because you sound different. And they'll tell me. And I'll say, well, what have you stopped doing that you were doing that was working? And they'll tell me. It's that important. I love you. I want the best for you. I want you to still have hope because life is hard, but I want to challenge you not to make it harder on yourself. I hope this was helpful. I'm here to help you guide to your best self. Listen, I want you to live life, but I want you to live your life for real, not faking, not fronting, not putting on a show. I want you to smile because you're actually happy, be joyful because you actually have joy. This is my desire for you, and I will see you next time on the Achilles Heel podcast. See you soon.